32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Thanks for joining us once again on 32GI Sports Nutrition. I hope you really enjoyed that fantastic tips and advice, as always, from Mark Wolf last week, where we looked at post-event and how people tend to often pick up colds or to pick up some form of illness. And there are so many factors that come into play. If you didn't miss that, go listen to that. But we're talking near the end of it. I mentioned something about loading and loading the system. And there's the society created worldwide, even not just in South Africa, about endurance events and going further and going longer. And people are doing it quickly without doing shorter stuff. People are doing it from a young age. And, is this happening too fast? And it does lead people to having injuries, and it can have very negative effects on your body and on your health. So we've got Mark Wolf back onto the podcast. And Mark, I mean, from children to grown-ups, if you're new to something like endurance sports, something like an Ironman, you really should be building up incrementally to doing an event like that and not just saying, that's my goal, I'm going to do that in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the biggest problems that we're seeing in endurance sport at the moment is that a lot of people are just picking these massive endurance events. When I say major, I'm talking about a very big ultra marathon or a long course triathlon such as an Ironman. And the problem is that they haven't actually developed their bodies to be properly, let's put it this way, to be solid enough to cope with the loads of such endurance volume. And they jump into those distances very, very quickly, and they don't give themselves time to build up, the proper strength phases and to go through these things over a period of time. It seems to be like a bucket list item, and there's a lot of impatience in getting there. And the problem is that I look at this and I say to myself, there's two things to really take into consideration. The one thing is, yes, it's not that it's not doable. It is doable. But the question is how hard are you going to impact your health, and what kind of risk are you going to place yourself under if you do not take the time to do these things properly? And we're seeing a lot more people jumping into these big distances so quickly, and what it's leading to in the end is major injuries and major health issues. Even to the extent that I tell people, you're actually shortening your life by putting your body under such severe stress without doing it properly.
Mark, looking at sort of children, people with children who are young adults, and they cropping in onto this craze, endurance, from a young age, around the end of their teens, maybe anything between 16 or 18 already, you might have kids going, look, we want to go do these events. If you were a parent of a young adult at that age, maybe between even 16, 21, what would you be recommending to them? I mean, we really don't want to encourage that. They've got the time. They've got the time to build the speeds, play around with shorter distances, and they really should be doing that, shouldn't they, as opposed to targeting something as big as, say, an ultra marathon or a long-distance triathlon.
Well, I fully agree with you, Dave. I think, first of all, you need to look at a youngster and see where they've come from and where they're going to. I just believe that somebody that just immediately goes into their 20s and starts going into these ultra-distance events, I see the damage, I see the hurt, and I also see if it is a sporting career that they want to take on, I see it's going to be very short-lived. Now, I deal a lot with athletes locally and obviously internationally, and it's actually quite interesting. I think it was Sebastian Kinley who actually said a couple of months ago, somebody asked him after Kona last year, why do you think it is that the Germans took the top positions at Kona last year, and why do you think they're such a strong endurance nation? And he made a very, very interesting comment. He said, while a lot of the other nations are being dropped at school or catching a bus to school, where we live, we're riding our bicycles to school every single day. And what that's doing at a very, very young age is it's building up thousands and thousands of kilometers when we're in our youth. And by the time we get to our 20s or our 30s, we've built up a massive endurance engine already. So I really think it's about lifestyle and also what you're exposed to. So somebody that's going to start doing short course stuff and they haven't got that endurance engine in them, it's going to take quite a few years of actually developing that endurance engine and getting to a state where they actually might be able to, you know, achieve as far as the distance goes. And I mean, there's many athletes that come to mind. I think it just depends on what they've been exposed to and how they've taken their time to develop their talents through those sports. But in South Africa, I mean, most children are dropped at school. Most children don't run to school or ride bicycles to school. They don't have the same active outlet that you would say a European does, because if you go to Europe, you see that they ride bicycles everywhere. And if you look at runners in Kenya or Ethiopia, the kids are actually running or walking to school all the time, and over kilometers and kilometers, they're already building up that foundation. But we don't have that same culture in this country, and it could be other countries as well. So I think when you are doing sport, it needs to be a proper foundation needs to be laid down. I believe that when you're younger, you should be focusing on shorter distances and really gradually and slowly building up to the bigger distances, and only to tackle the bigger distance. I always tell people, pick your battles. When you're ready to race a specific distance, only then should you race it. Don't pick it and say, I'm going to go and do this long distance event. You might be very young for that long distance event, and you might be doing yourself a disservice and damage. You know, there's that analogy where you take a glass and you put rocks into it and there's still air pockets, and then you put sand into it and there's still air pockets. But then once you put water into it, it fills it up completely. And to be honest, you don't want any air pockets in your own body. You want to make sure that you've solidified every single aspect of your training when you take yourself into these events. And I just believe that people these days are rushing to get to certain events. And if you have a look at some of the world's, you know, world-class athletes, have a look at the Brownlee brothers, have a look at Javier Gomez, have a look at also, if you take a look at a local South African talent, Richard Murray. The guys have focused very, very much on the short course, and they've really got to a very, very top level for many, many years. And at the right age or at the right time, I mean, we just saw now, I think it was Alistair Brownlee this last weekend, went and did a challenge event in Europe, and he won it outright in a phenomenal time, an absolutely incredible time. But he had such an incredible foundation to step up to that sort of distance. I'm not saying that it's for everybody. There are some people who might be better at longer distance than shorter distance. But I think for young people, take the time to build up that speed, and it will benefit you for the longer distance for sure.
A fantastic event that was for Alistair Brownlee. We know he's dominated the short course triathlon, and he absolutely smashed that half-distance event this past weekend. And as you said, probably the right time for him in his life to make that progression. Mark, just lastly, before we wrap up, nutrition is also very key, isn't it? When you're making this adjustment, you need to be adjusting. Generally, people who go from very little to those big, massive bucket list goals don't have the greatest lifestyles. That's why they've chosen it, and they need to adapt their diet at the same time.
That is so spot on, Dave. I mean, if you think about just a motor vehicle, the minute you put down that pedal and you start to drive it and gas goes into the engine and the car's under stress, those pipes better be in good working order, because if there's a hole, the pipe's going to blow, that engine's going to blow. The thing is that a lot of people don't realize that when you're not very active and you're not walking around, your body requires a lot less nutrition. Why? Because you're not burning off as much calories and not requiring that much energy. However, when you start to do exercise, you become far more active. And when you become far more active, your body does demand far better nutrition and far more nutrition, because obviously you're burning off far more calories. So you can't be in a major deficit. You need to fuel your performance, not just your performance. You need to fuel your lifestyle. And it's very, very critical to select the right types of fuels that would go into your body to make sure that you stay healthy, that you stay fit, and that your immune system stays strong, your joints stay strong and healthy, and that you're also able to recover from session to session, because that's a very, very key element when it comes to endurance training. You cannot forget about nutrition. You cannot forget about rest and sleep. The training is only one very small element of it. So very, very crucial to put an emphasis on those factors.
Well, life is very much a journey and not a sprint. We've had the World Masters Games in New Zealand this past week, and 101-year-old Man Kerr from India, she won the 100-meter sprint. She's still got 200 and 400 to go. Arguably, she was the only competitor over 100 in her category, so no competition there, but you're never too old. If you can run 100 meters at 101 years old, there's still time for many of us. Mark Bull, thank you very much for some fantastic advice. We'll speak to you soon right here on the 32GI Sport Nutrition Podcast.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.